Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Chaf Aleph, as we started last time, the third perek, the third and final perek of Seder Moed. Mesechas Chagiga, as we have about another week or so to the Mesechta, until we get to some very large Mesechtas and totally different world. As you know, every Mesechta is its own world, but Yevamos, Ksubos, Nedarim, Nazir, which is the next year's menu, that is a totally different world than we've been in over the past year and a half or so. But today we are beginning of the third parak of the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Chagiga. So let's again start from the beginning of the Mishnah. Chomer on Chaf Mabez. Chomer Bakodesh Bi Batruma. If you remember, a couple of days ago from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Mabez, the rest of this Masechta is all about Tumah V'Tahara, which relate to Inyanim of Yantif, in the fact that Chay L'Tahara Tatzmo B'Regel, a chi for everybody to make themselves tar on Regel, to go Biola Regel, to eat Karbanos, to be in Yerushalayim. So related to that, as is going to come up at the end of the Masechta, the later Mishnayos, so we get into general Tumah V'Tahara issues. So the Mishnah here, as we discussed last time, relates and compares Kodesh, Karbanos, and Truma. So we know, as we mentioned, different levels of entities, of items in the world of Halacha. The most common item are Chulin items. Right? Food. Any food that we have, it's Chol Chulin. Then you go up on level, there's Maaser Sheni. Go up on level, there is Truma, and then we have Karbanos, and then we have Mechatas, which is not discussed in this Mishnah. This Mishnah compares level 3 and level 4, Karbanos and Truma. Most of these differences, if not all the differences, there are some that there's a different discussion in the Rishonim about it, but came out all the differences in our Mishnah are Chilukim Midirabanan. Midirabanan. On the Daraisa level, you have Avos Atomos and Rishon Latomos, and once you get into the extended area of Shlishis and Revi'is, which we know, Truma, the more Kadosh something is, the more susceptible it is to Tuma. So if a Sheni touches Chulin, nothing happens. If a Sheni touches Truma or Kanshim, then it makes it into a Shlishi. If a Shlishi touches Truma, nothing happens. If a Shlishi touches a Karbon, then the Karbon becomes a Revi'i. Because we know the higher level that something is, the more susceptible to Tumah it is. So the Gemara here lists off 11 differences between Truma and Kachim. 11 differences, and the Gemara will go through each one, discussing what the reasons are, because again, most of these are going to be Chilukim on a Drabanan level. So if Chilukim on a Drabanan level, why should there be so many differences? It's all Drabanan, but we'll see. We'll see what the reasons are. So again, we'll go through the entire list. Chomer Bakodesh Biba Truma. Shemad, number one. Shemad Vilin Kalim Bato Kalim L'Truma Avalola Kodesh. When it comes to Truma, if I'm being matbils, if I'm tovaling something, as we had in the last parak, the special kavana that one needs for tevila, and if I'm tovel for A, which is a lower level, it doesn't work for B. I'll have to tovel it again, l'shem B, even though I put it into the mikvah. It's the same mikvah. But still it doesn't work. So there's also, in terms of how the tevila is done, for truma, if I'm toveling kalim that will be used for truma, that is, I am allowed to be tovel a kli inside another kli. I have a little kli, I want to put it into a bigger kli. Let's say I'm at the Kalim mikvah, and I don't want the small kli. I'm scared I'm going to like lose hold of it. Sometimes we have like a silverware or a knife, or like to open our hand for a second and make sure it doesn't drop to the bottom of the mikvah. So we see on the bottom there's a few pieces of silverware that were lost. Some mikvahs have netting to put it on. So let's say that's the point. I'm going to take a fork, I'm going to put it into a bowl, I'm going to put the bowl in. So I have a safety net, so to speak. That's okay for Truma. That's what it says. You say, why would anybody want to do this? It's Pasha. That's a perfect example. Why we would want to be Tova, Kli Batol Kli, Shematvila Kelim Batol Kelim Latruma. And I'm going to move it so it's going to, the water's going to touch all the sides of the inner Kli. Avalola Kodesh, that's not allowed for the higher level of being toveling something for a Karban. We will see why. Again, Gzera, we will see why in the Gemara. Chilik number one. Chilik number two. Achorayim Vitoch Ubeis HaTzvita. Betruma avalo bekodesh. When it comes to truma, different parts of a kli can be looked at as separate units. And therefore, if part of the kli touches something that's tame, the rest of the kli does not become tame. This is obviously Durabanan. On a Daraisa level, if part of a Kli becomes Tameh, then the whole Kli becomes Tameh. Right? That's on a Daraisa level. Right? But on a Durabanan level, we could say, as Rashi says, right across from where we are, fifth line in Rashi, called Tashmish v'Tashmish Shebo, every usage, Chash of Kli b'fnei atzmo, can be considered its own Kli, Linyan Truma, Shimnin Mazel, Linyan Mazel. Differently, the inside of the Kli, the outside, how do you use the outside of the Kli? Imagine you have a kos. Sometimes kosos, you turn it over, there's a receptacle on the bottom also. Like the rim, that's usually upside down, that's the base. You turn it over, you can put something in it. It's also a base kibble. So you can see the inside, the outside, so different types. The base atzvita is also, part of it. So all that can be looked at separately for truma, avoloba kodesh, but not for kodesh. For karbanos, if part of it became tamei, so then all of it becomes tamei. Next. Vahanose, number three. Hanose as hamedrish, nosi as hatruma. Somebody who carries something that is tamei medrish. What's tamei medrish? The Torah tells us that there are dalin mechusrei kapara. Zav, zava, yoledes, mitzora. Certain types of people who, when they sit on something that's normally sat on, a special unique halacha in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, the tumah does not go down. Usually, a Rav makes a Rishon makes a Shesheni, etc. But when it comes to Tumas Medrash, the Chiddush HaTorah, it's a Pasuk in Chumash, Parshas Mitzora, it's a Pasuk in Chumash, that the Tumah goes across. That if a Nida sits down on a couch, the Nida is an Av HaTumah, and the couch is an Av HaTumah. Doesn't go down, it goes across. That's Tumas Medrash. Medrash is anything sat on, a cushion, a blanket, a pillow, anything that's normally sat on is Tumas Medrash, it becomes an Av. So, if a person is holding a pillow that is Zav sat on in one hand, are they allowed to carry Truma in the other hand? So, Truma yes, Kachim no. Again, this will be Gzeira Durabanan, Nosi as a Truma of Aloha Sakodesh. Rashi explains, as we will see, we're talking about here in a, well, you have to have Rashi with the help of the Bach. Rashi here says, you're allowed to carry the Truma in what? Then what are you carrying it? Rashi says, Bechavis, the Bach adds in, Bechavis shel cheres. An earthenware kli is holding your truma. She'eno ge ba'avir. We know kli cheres is metame me'aviro, not megabo, only from the inside. If I hang something inside an earthenware kli, so then it becomes tame, but not from the outside. So am I worried? Rashi is already foreshadowing what the Gemara is going to discuss. Am I worried that the Tumas Medrash is going to end up going into the airspace of the kli cheres carrying? By truma, I don't have to worry about it. By karbanos, I need to worry about it. Again, the Yesod of Tumas Nedris, I think we had mentioned a while ago, but to mention it again, Rav Soloveitchik suggested at one point, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, his son-in-law, quotes it in the Sefer Zichron Harav, an article that he has about Tumas Mishkov and Moshev, where he discusses the Machlokas Rishonim, Rov Rishonim against Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that, let's say a Zav sits down on something that's not normally sat on. The Gemara says a number of times, that it has to be something that's normally sat on in order to become tummy. The Gemara needs a daf mem test. Hayoshev ala kli, yachol kafa sa'av yashav aleha. O tarkav yashav aleha ye tameh. You might think that if there's a barrel that usually holds wine, I turn it over and I sit on the barrel. Something that's not normally sat on. You might think that creates Tumas Medrash, Tama Lomar, Asher Yeshev, Alav Azov, Misha Meyuchad Li Yeshiva, Yotza Zeh, Shomrim Lo, Amov Nasa Melachteinu. Excluding something that's not normally sat on. Something that we would say, come on, let me use this for what it's supposed to be used for. That's the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam has a Chiddush Gadol, quoted in Tosfos in a few places, that even though when a Zov sits on a barrel, he does not give it the special Din Torah of making it into an Av, which is what the Pasuk says, but he makes it into a Rishon. He makes it into a Rishon, even though the unique din doesn't apply, but the din that normally applies in this case. And other Rishonim don't say that. The Rambam and others don't quote that. So in the context of talking about that Machlokas Rishonim, Rav Soloveitchik mentioned, so why is it that it doesn't go down? Or we shouldn't ask why. How is it? Because generally by halachas we can't ask why, but we can ask how it works. What's the mechanism? Explains Rav Soloveitchik that by 98% of cases of Tumah Matara, there is a Mitame and there is a Nitma. There is an active attacker of the one who makes something else Tame. The active Mitame. And then there's the Nitma, the victim, so to speak, that it becomes Tame. Right, I take a dead sheretz and I put it on cucumbers that have recently gotten wet, and they don't have to be wet anymore, but that the insect is the metame, and the cucumbers are the nitzma. But when it comes to, and that's why it goes down, because there's an actor and there's a victim. But when it comes to Tumas Medrash, the Chiddush HaTorah is that there's no attack. There's no metame. There's a magdir. What's a magdir? A definition is achieved. When a Zov sits on a couch, that couch is now called a couch of a Zov. Mishkav HaZov. It didn't become Tame from a Zov at all. It's called something, and you know what? That item is an avatuma. Just like, what makes a dead sheretz tame? Nothing. A dead sheretz is tame. That's what the Torah says. Look at the first parak in Maseches Kelim. All the avos atumas are listed. Shechva zera. All the different levels of liquid of certain individuals. And the dam of a mace. All the different avos atumos. What makes them tame? Nothing. Their existence makes them tame. So mishkav hazav, also, it's an existent. What makes it a mishkav? The zav makes it a mishkav. But it's not that the zav is metame yet. And that's why it does not go down a level. That's what he says. The Bekai Gavna ain't as a metame as a mishkav, ela magdiro. Ba'ofan sheshuv ha-Torah hi shetamato. Asher lachin ain't kan horadas darka sartuma. Ki mekubal sheyesh metame v'nitma. Right? That is the special din of Tumas Medrash. Again, there's more there, but we'll leave it at that. Let's continue. So, difference number four. Fourth line, difference number four. Fifth line. Big day, ochle, truma, medrash, lakodesh. The begadim, so we had this in the last parak also, the begadim of somebody who is keeps the standard of truma, that's considered, they're considered tamei medrash for someone who keeps karbanos. It's a lower standard truma, so that's why there's a chilek in halacha. Begadim for an ochel truma is considered tamei for an ochel karban. Next, number five. Lo kemidas hakodesh midas hatruma. Shebekodesh, there's a difference in halacha. Shebekodesh matir umenagev umatbil. Va'achar kach kosher. What if I have a beged that I am toveling? Right? We don't tovel begadim nowadays. We tovel kalim. Right? Especially in a tefilas kalim by metal or glass. But in the days of old, when they had tumah v'tahara, a shirt could become tame. You got to be tovel the shirt. Right? If somebody comes, right? Everything was a totally new world that we're going to live in. That's why everybody had mikvahs in their houses because this is all very halacha l'maisa. So what happens if there's a shirt that has a bunch of knots in it? Do I have to get out the knots before I put it in? We're talking about loose knots. A very tight knot where water is not going to be able to touch all the surface area of the shirt, then for sure you have to untie it. But let's say it's a very loose knot. Water is going to touch all of the parts of the beged. Do I have to untie it before I put it in? Right? I want to make sure. So, or not. So, by truma, you do not have to untie it as long as the ties are loose. Right, Shabbat Kodesh, you do. Shabbat Kodesh by Karbanos, for to be used this on the level of Taras Ha Kodesh, Shabbat Kodesh Matu, you have to untie it, Umenagev, and then dry it off. It has to be totally dry before you put it in. Umatbil, Viachagat Kosher, and then you can tie it up afterwards. What's the reason for this? If water's going to touch it anyway, Rashi's Lashon is, Dami Lechatzitza. Looks like a chatzitza. It's similar to a chatzitza because a tight knot, you know, that is a chatzitza. But it's dummy le chatzitza. Ubitruma, you don't have to worry about it. Kosher, v'yakach matvil. You can even tie knots. You can make a loose ties if you want, and then be tovel it. Okay, important ha'aris. 2 points. Number one, there is, once we talk here about being toveling and drawing, there is a chumrah of certain achronim. This is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch or even in the Mishnah Berurah. Of what one might have seen some people makpid before they do Netilas Yadayim, they make sure their hands are dry before they wash their hands, Netilas Yadayim, when they're about to get it wet. So me'ikar adin, it seems like from the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, one does not need to do this. Because after all, we use plenty of water, and the first ones have tumah inside of them, let's say, even if there was a little water on our hands beforehand, that water is removed with the first. And then the second one, with everything, it ends up being tahor, and our hands are tahor. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Samach Beis, in the Bir Halacha, it's mashma that there is not a problem in Dibur Maskola Hanotel, midas asma aposke mashma de ain't sarech nigov beitayim. the context of washing one's hands. You don't need nigof. So you read the Shulchan Aruch. There is this chumra is not mentioned, but it's known as some people quote in the name of the Chazon Ish. But there are others that say if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes here this chumra that some have of drying one's hands. He quotes Meikar Adin. You don't need it. You don't need it because the water washes off the water, and the original water, who said the original water is Tameh? It's Tameh because of Hesach Hadas, because I had water on my hands before I decided to wash my hands for Netilas Yadayim. So Pashas is, Lefi Dvarim Elu, Muvan Minak Amon Am, She'en Makpidin, She'u Yadayim Yaveshos Lachalutin, Lefei Boam Lito Yadayim Lesuta. Amnam, if you want to find the Chumrah of the Achronim, you look at the Piskei Tshuvos. He quotes every Shita that is related to a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah. Amnam Yirei Hashem Amedaktikim B'Mitzvos Machmirim Kichoshim L'Shitos HaSovrim. They're Choshesh for the Shitos that say. And again, he quotes the Chazon Ish here in the footnote. The Shitos that say Shehamayim Hanimsoim Al Yadayim B'Shah Sheba Lito Yadav Tmeimim. The Avi Shachlo Hichlet Lito Yadayim L'Suda Ein B'Mayim Shal Yadav Tmeimaklal. But right when you decide, then they become. They become tamei, and therefore, and they're not removed. Again, there's a couple of levels of chumrah in this regard, but this is again meikra din. It is not needed, but the Piskei Tshuvos says that is a chumrah of some. But again, it's mekodesh matir umenagi v'manfil. You have the chilek between karbanos and truma. We'll talk about chatzis a little more when we get to the Gemara, but. Keep that in mind. In terms, Rashi here says it's domel chatitza. It's a drabana because it looks like a chatitza, even though it's not really a chatitza, because we're talking about loose knots. Good. Number six, kalim hanigmarim betara. Kalim that were nigmar betara, meaning I'm a craftsman and I made a kli and I made sure that it stayed tar throughout the processing. Before I was made into a kli. Then it's not makabel tuma yet. And I was not makabel tuma until it has gemar malacha. Fine. So what if it had gemar malacha? So I know it's I kept before it, and since it's gemar malacha, it's been tar. So kelim had gemar in betara. Rashi says on the second wide line, she nizhar bahen mishebau samach legamron sheruin lekabel tuma. From right before the moment that it was going to have gemar malacha, I was made sure that nothing tame came in contact with it, and it's tahar. So that's good enough for truma, but not for kodshim. Again, srichan tefila lakodesh avalol truma. What are we worried about? We're worried that in the processing, maybe something was used and something came tame and it was still there after it became a kli. So again, it's a chumrah that does not apply to truma, but only applies to karbanos. Next, number seven, hakli mitzareif masha betocho lakodesh. Avalola truma. A kli, tsirif l'kli, if I have different portions of an item not touching each other. Imagine I have a pan. I have a pan, which is a wide pan, and I have different pieces of food inside the pan. One of those items becomes tamei. Do I say all the food is tamei? Six different pieces of chicken. Right? They all become tamei because one piece becomes tamei. Because the walls, the sides of the tray go up a little bit. So, says the Mishnah, a kli is mitzaref, what's in it? For trum, for tuma, making it all tamei. For karbanos, avalo letruma. But for truma, it does not. That is a chumra, again, a chumra derabanan for a kli mitzaref. If you look in Tosfos, second to bottom, Tosfos on the Yamud, Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, if you look in the first parak in Chulin, Darshinon, mikol asher besocho yitma, limeid al kli cheres, sha'afilu malechardo tameh. A kli cheres, based on a pasuk, becomes tameh if you hang something in the airspace of the kli cheres. Uminole de taima hachi, dilma hasa mitaima de tzirif. The Gemara there proves from a pasuk that you know a kli cheres is only metame in its airspace, because how could everything else become tame if they weren't touching? So it must be the airspace is metame. Yeah, so what do you mean? Maybe it's not the airspace. Maybe it's the kli. Maybe there's a special din of kli mitzarif kol ma shebesocho. A kli makes everything considered as if it is one. So Tosfos answered, v'tiretzri, an important yesod, delomatzinu tzirif l'chulin. The context there is not karchim. It's not even Shruma, it's Chulin. So since when, if Chulin becomes Tameh, the Kli is going to be Mitzarif, something else? You have Chulin? You don't have such a Chumra when it comes to Chulin, so it must be a special din of the Avir Kli Cheres being Mitameh. But that is the Chumra Durabana. Where does this come up? Lamaisa? When we make challah, let's say there are different doughs. So whatever dough, each challah, you know, has a certain amount of dough that is, each challah, what we call challah, has a certain amount of dough that is not chayiv in the shear. Different shiurim, different shitas that we're not going to get into now. But let's say if you put it all together, so then it's going to be enough. So if you have it in one big bowl when you make the dough, okay, that's all mitzurah. If you make it at separate challahs, there's a chiyuv. If they're together at shas gilgal, at the shas of making it into dough, then there's a chiyuv of challah. There's a chiyuv of challah. But what if not? What if I made some dough and I made some other dough and somehow I made the dough separately and then I ran out of flour, so I made some now. But afterwards, all together in the oven, there's enough challahs. So is that a kli mitzarif kol mashe besocho? If they're all in the oven together, they were never in the mixing bowl together for enough of chiyuv of challah. What if they're in the refrigerator together, or in the freezer? Is that enough? What is a kli? Does a kli have to be one kli? If they're in their own tin, but they're not in their, they're in the oven. So is that called a kli? It's a kli, it's a mechubar, but is it a kli for this halacha? That's a serious shayla in terms of kli mitzarif. But again, that's not chulin. That's chulin, but it's going to become challah. So it's not chulin, but that's an important discussion in the poskim. Even if it's all together, there is a discussion where Shmir Shabbos in the second volume has a discussion. What if I have it all in one big bowl, but I have in mind that I'm going to only bake some of them now, and I'm going to freeze some of them before I bake them? That's a major discussion he has over there. He quotes the Achronim. If you're going to bake all of them and put some of them in the freezer, that's what everybody does. Then there's a chiyuv. They're good challahs, and then you put them away. But what if I'm not going to bake them now? So if I have kavana shelo lefos, is this considered one dough? If I'm not going to bake it all now, do I at least do it without a bracha? So again, all of these are important shilas that one has to deal with. But again, that's the Shmir Shabbos there, and he has one big footnote on the bottom in the Chelik Beis relating to this issue. Interesting, the formulation of the Tosfos HaRosh here is not that you don't find it by chulin, but you only find it by a klisharis. That's his lashon, which would be an afkamina for us, because we don't have a klisharis today. We have challah, we're going to be making challah, but we don't have klisharis. So according to that, you wouldn't say the whole sig, you have klim and sarif, in our context.
Does Lach and Yavesh have any role in
Lach and Yavesh, in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, meaning...
Let's say it's all Lach.
Meaning if it's all Lach, then it's all connected. Anyway, so you wouldn't need klim and sarif.
Yeah, it's like goulash.
It's all one. I say that's a Yaradeya issue. A Yaradeya issue, meaning Lach and Yavesh. If you put a piece of, it puts a treif in one side of the pot, do we say it's Mifapeya the Omed into the other part of the pot? So whatever you say by Yaradeya, you would say here. But here we're talking about, let's say, Yavesh, making it simpler. Okay, Viter in the Mishnah. So we spoke about a Kli Mitzarif. Next, number 8. Haravi'i Bakodesh Pasol Vashlishi Bachuma. So that's the ABCs of Tumah V'Tahara, right? Chulin is a Rishon and a Sheni, and a Truma is even Shlishi, and Kachim is even a Revi'i. But again, the Lashon of Posel always means Posel and Mitame. If something is Posel, it means it becomes Tame, and it cannot make something else Tame. If something is Tame, it means it's Tame, it can make something else Tame. So Posel always means the end of the line. So the end of the line by Kachim is Revi'i. The end of the line by Truma is a Shlishi. That's what the Mishnah means. Next, ubitruma im nitmes achas miyadav chaverta tahora. By truma, if one of your hands become tame, the other one is not tame. As we've said a number of times already, this is obviously only about tuma derabanan. There's no such thing as tuma daraisa on only a part of my body. If part of my body becomes tame daraisa, if my pinky touches a dead body, my whole body I become tame, even if not in the same ohel. On a daraisa level, all tumah goes to the entire item. But tumah derabanan, so then if certain liquids that are considered a sheni, so it's going to make my hand tameh mi derabanan, so the other hand is still tahar, right? That it doesn't spread. Uba kodesh matvel shtehen, and by karbanos and kachim, again, it's both. Shahayan metamias chaverta bakodesh avalo batruma. Good. Second to last line, number 10. Ochlin ochlim neguvim biyadayim misoavos bitruma avalo bakodesh. What does it mean, ochlim neguvim here? We know the Mishnah tells us in the last parak of Machshirin that in order for a food item to become tameh, it first has to be mukshel lekabel tumah. It's based on a pasuk also in Sefer Vayikra. It has to become wet after it is detached from the ground. Every item becomes wet when it's attached to the ground. It gets rained on. That's not good enough. After it's detached from the ground, so every food item has to become tamei, has to become wet with one of the seven liquids, yad shach adam, before it could then be mekabel tuma. Even if it gets dry after it became wet, it's still mekabel tuma. It doesn't have to be wet when the tuma falls on it. But that's what ochlim neguvim here are food items that did not become wet yet with one of the seven liquids, Yad Shach Adam. Rashi says, Shelo Neguvin Miyamehen, their entire history, Shelo Hokshru L'Tumah Me'olam, it was never Hokshru L'Kabel Tumah. So, if my hands are Tameh, I could handle them because they're not Mekabel Tumah yet. So, Ochlem Ochlem Neguvin Biyadayim Esoavos, B'Tshruma Avolo B'Kodesh. Let's say I'm eating Truma, dry items that never became wet, that's okay, because the Truma is not Mekabel Tumah. Masha'en came by Karbanos, even if it is has never gotten wet, which if you remember from Zvachim discussions and Psachim discussions, when the Kohen shechs every Karban, does the blood that shoots out onto the neck of the animal, is that Makshu the animal? Do you need anything more than that? So that's because Dam is one of the seven liquids. So that is a discussion there. But again, this is talking about, let's say it never was, became wet with any of the seven liquids, still, you're not allowed to handle it. And again, the Gemara will explain each of the reasons for these halachas. Last difference, number 11, if you're keeping track, Ha'onein u'mechusar kipurim, tzrichin tfilo la'kodesh avalo la'truma. Two different people. Onain, someone who, one of their seven relatives died, right, and they are they're in a state that they're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. The pasuk says in lo achalti v'oni mimenu. That's one of the few dinim d'oraisa for an onain, that they're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni or karbanos, which is even a higher standard. But an onain, what if he never became tamei? What if he did not go to the cemetery? He was at home the entire time. His relative was overseas. He wasn't near the relative. Doesn't matter. When you come out of the state of Aninus, on a midrabanan, you need to go to the mikvah. That's what it says. When? For kachim. If I want to eat a karbon after being an onain, one has to go to the mikvah. Again, Rashi says, onain, first Rashi, shalo nitma b'meso, even if it never became tamei. Not a din d'araisa. If it becomes tamei meis, then he has to go to the mikvah d'araisa. But even shelo nitma b'meso at all, an onain midrabanan has to go to the mikvah. U'mechusar kipurim. Mechusar kipurim, as we mentioned, the first Mishnah in the second parak in Krisus discusses, that's parak arba mechusar kapara, the mechusar kipurim, which are, if you look in the Rambam has hilchus mechusar kapara, right, in Sefer Karbanos. Right, it could have been in Tara or Karbanos. It's in Karbanos, because what's unique about Mechusri Kabara are their carbon elements. Many people are Tamei in the world, but there are only four people that are Tamei. They have to count clean days and then bring a carbon. Those are the Mechusri Kapara, meaning after they count 7 days, they go to the mikvah on day seven, they still have to wait till the morning of day eight to bring a carbon. They're still Mechusar Kapara till the morning of day eight, and then after that, then they could eat karbanos. Says the Mishnah, they got to go to the mikvah again. After they brought their karban, they went the night before. They went day seven. Doesn't matter. After they bring their karban, you got to go to the mikvah again. Midrabanan. That's what Rashi says. La'achar shevi karbano. Imratza le'echal kodesh. You want to eat a karban, you got to go to the mikvah again. So who are they? So the Rambam quotes. Hilchos b'chuzer kavara, four mitzvahs aseh. That's what the set of halacha is going to count. Shetakriv hazava kishetitar karban. The carbon of a zava, the carbon of a yoledes, the carbon of a zav, and the carbon of a mitzora. V'yachar she'akrivo karbonosehen, tigmar taharasan. That's the four mechusar kapara. Zav, zava, yoledes, mitzora. Remember we mentioned in the past, not so recently, the Rambam's important comment in Sefer HaMitzvos, where he says, and don't ask on me that I count two separate mitzvos, one for the carbon of a zav and one for the carbon of a zava, while for mitzora, I count it as one carbon. Mitzora and mitzoraas. Right? Why do I do that? Don't blame it on me, says the Rambam, blame it on the Mishnah. The Mishnah lists off zav, zava, yoledes, mitzora. It doesn't say mitzora and mitzoraas. So the Mishnah thinks, because it's the same halacha, mitzora and mitzoraas have no differences in halacha. A zav and a zava, very different. Do you go by days? Do you go by re'ios? What if there's two? What if the first one considered onates ratzon? Many of the Mishnahis and zavim discuss the differences between a male and a female. There's one other individual. These are the four mechusar kapara. But then there's one other individual that is a machlokas tanoam there. In Krisus, and that is a ger. is a ger, considered a mechusrei kapara. A ger is not tamei in the normal sense of the word. He was tamei because he was non-Jewish. But is he, he's chayav to bring a karban, karbanos of a ger, every ger b'zman hazeh, mehei b'nei beis hamikdash, Mashiach will come tomorrow, every ger will have to line up and bring all the karbanos, just like every woman will have to line up and bring karbanos yolendes. So, says these, so the Rambam says, ger, second halacha, ger shemol v'taval, v'adayin lo hevi karbano, afal pishu asur lechol v'kachem ashiyevi karbano, eino mechusrei kapara. So the Rambam has to at least say why he argues. I think it was Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is the sheet that says that a ger is also included. The Rambam says, how many times did the Rambam say, I don't hold a right opinion? The Rambam feels the need to defend himself. A ger is not one of the mechusrei kapara. Why? Shekarbano ikvo lios ger gomur velios kechosh kishere Yisrael. He's not one of the mechusrei kapara because he's not, it's an unbelievable lashon. The karbon is preventing him from being a full ger. V'lios kechol kesheri Yisrael. U'mebnei zeh eino ochel b'kadshim. Sh'adayin lo nasa kesheri kesheri Yisrael. What's a mechusrei kapara? The karbon is preventing me from eating karbanos. If I'm a ger, you know what's preventing me from eating karbanos? I'm not Jewish legabi karbanos. Obviously, I'm Jewish legabi every other mitzvah in the book. I can't be a king, fine. But I could be, I count for a minion, I do all the mitzvahs, I can do everything. So he's not non-Jewish. Says the Rambam, he's not Jewish legabe hilchos karbanos, eating karbanos. So he's not mechusar kapara from the karban. He's mechusar kapara from not being Jewish in this regard. Unbelievable formulation. V'kivin sheyavi kaparaso v'yasi Yisrael kasher ochel b'kachim. So that the karban is going to make him fully Jewish. It's not going to allow him to eat kachin. There's another step involved. That's what the Rambam says, that I don't think a ger should be in the category of mechusrei kapara. But either way, our Mishnah, back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that these individuals on a drabana level require tevila, even though midaraisa, no tevila is required. There is a important machlokes, which many are familiar with, between Rashi and Tosfos in the third parak in Brachos. Right at the beginning of the third parak in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, the beginning of Mishamesu, an Onain we know does not do mitzvos. That is clear in the Mishnah. So how do we formulate that? Does not have to do mitzvos? That's the impression that you get from Rashi. Does not have to do mitzvos. Lefisha haya tarud b'machsheves kvuraso b'chulu, and it sounds like he doesn't have to do mitzvos. Eino, one Rashi, Yudanim Abeis. Eino tsarech levarech berchas amotzi. He doesn't need to. Tosis picks up on that Rashi and says, I beg to differ. It's not eino tsarech. It's asur. In Onain is asur to do mitzvos. Mashra bitok birushot, shimratza levarech rashoi. Mibu yushami kamar, imratza lahachmer, ain't shomin lo. That's what we paskin. We paskin, an Onain is not allowed to do mitzvos. An Onain is not allowed to make a bracha if he wants. Right, an Onin is patur and even usur from doing all mitzvos. There are fascinating discussions, which Beit Hashem should remain in the base medrash, should never be halacha lamaisa, in Shin Mem Aleph, that's the simin in Yoredeya, about Aninus, where the Pischei Tshuva, whenever you want to see interesting discussions in the Achronim, you look at the Pischei Tshuva on the bottom. Not to be confused with the Pischei Tshuvos, which was before, we mentioned on the Al Seder HaMishnah Berurah, but the Pischei Tshuva was in the 1800s. He gathers all the Achronim, the Chassam Sofers, the Behudas, Chamud Daniels, related. So he quotes relating to, he says, an Onin obviously is not allowed to violate Los Ases. Right, he's not allowed to eat treif. Right, he's just not, doesn't have to do mitzvos. So there are those that say an Onin has to wash Netilas Yadayim before he eats bread, even though he does not make a bracha on the Netilas Yadayim or on the bread. Because Netilas Yadayim is a srach of truma. A srach of, we do it because your Yadayim Tameos, it's a negative that we're trying to prevent. So an Onin should be chayiv in that. Number one. Or, the Nodeb Yehuda quotes, he goes to Chamud Daniel. Chamud Daniel, he's famous for his comments in Mezuzah. But all right here. Nira, Da'onin, Avli Shemud Alecho Belo Bracha Chayiv Netilas Yadayim. It's him. Bein B'mayim Rishonim, Bein B'achronim. Wow. Even my Machronim, he says. V'shu lani esaiti tzorachin bazeh. So the other, he says, the other Behuda said, or the other Achronim say, they're not sure. Then he says, quotes that's about Netilas Yadayim. Next, Chachmas Adam. I think we mentioned this in a daf shir a couple of weeks ago. The Chachmas Adam quotes, what if an Onain eats and he's full, and then he goes to bury his dead, and after the burial, he's still full. Does he have to bench? What if he goes to the bathroom and he's an Onain? And then afterwards, he still does not have to go to the bathroom again. Did he say an Asher Yatzar? Chach Mazad has a suffix about that. The Emek Bracha, that's what you mentioned, the Emek Bracha says for sure not. Because at the time, he was Mufka, from the Chiyuv. It's not like he had a Chiyuv that he couldn't fulfill. Again, that's the discussion here. What about B'dikas Chametz? Could he do B'dikas Chametz? That's a mitzvah. What if there's nobody else to do it? So get somebody else to do it. But if he's the only one, Onin Pater mi mitzvah B'dikas Chametz, V'yivloglo Acher, somebody, you gotta find somebody else. Or Makne his Chelek to a Shutif, the Chulu, all the unique mitzvos. What about Sfiras HaOmer? Right, so the poskim say, you don't want to, you miss it tonight, you miss the whole time. So you should count without a bracha. Count without a bracha. Even though you usually yotze the mitzvah that way. But the poskim say, count without a bracha, because, an onin should count without a bracha, because this has to do with, he's just doing it to keep the retzifus, even though he, or the, and the tmimos, even though he shouldn't have kavanah, he's doing a mitzvah. He's just doing it as, that he's, just trying to keep the count of Sfiras HaOmer. What about bris mila? Can an onain, if there is an onain, if it's his son's bris, but then can he make a shliach? He can definitely make a shliach. An onain, right? Let's say Rachmana Lathan. It's happened that a woman dies in childbirth. Well, that would be right after Shiva, right? It won't be aninus. But let's say I was thinking of Avelis. What happens if a father is? So he has the chiyuv, but that has to do with the child also. There's a chi of karis involved. Just make a shliach to do it, just like with the b'dikas chametz. The shliach, like today. What about lahachniso? Yeah, lachar, he would not be able to make lahachniso. But Bezdin can make lahachniso. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. So in that case, I have to look it up. Who would make lahachniso if the father is an onin? Rachmana Litzlan. In that case. Okay. Let's continue. Related to bris mila. Just in Yonah Dioma, just looking over Shabbos, there was a shaila that Rav Zilberstein had, that there was someone who was a Baal Tshuva, who realized on Erev Yom Kippur that he didn't have a bris mila. Didn't have tshuva, so he runs to a mo'el, and he says, I need a bris, whatever, the anesthesiologist, whatever, can I get one? The mo'el says, but 1 second, if I give him a bris mila, then he's going to be Chol HaShish B'Sakan, he's not going to have to fast tomorrow. Should I just wait 2 days? So do you do it then? Do you short-term, long-term view of mitzvos? Ein l'mitzvah el shaito. Fascinating discussion that Rav Yashav Paskin, do the bris mila. Don't worry about Yom Kippur later. And you won't have to fast. But you do the bris mila right away. Maybe machlokas ramam ravid, at the beginning of Hilchas Mila, but a chiyuv kares right away, every single day, until you do the bris. But that's not onein, but that's a related discussion. Okay, so this is the Mishnah of the 11 differences. One ha'ara on the language of the Mishnah. The Turiyeva notes here, why is it that some of the cases have Truma first and some of the cases have Kachim first? It's not an exact, flowing, smooth Mishnah. It starts off by saying, so this is what you do by Truma and Kodesh. Truma, Kodesh, Truma, Kodesh. And it switches. Loki means that Kodesh means that Truma. It keeps switching. So Turiyeva goes through and tries to figure out why by each one, the first one that it says is the Chiddush one. That you would have thought otherwise. You would have thought that you cannot be tovel a kli b'tol kli by truma. And that's why it has to say that first, that it's allowed. And he goes through each one trying to show how the chiddush one is the one that is mentioned first in the Mishnah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Bakodesh, my time alo. So back to number one. Difference number one. By Karbanos. Why is it that you're not allowed to be tovel kli b'tol kli? So we're going to have two suggestions. Here's number one. Amar Rabbi Ela, mipnei shekfedo shel kli chotzeis. Because the inner kli, we're worried, will weigh down inside the outer kli, so water won't touch all of the sides of the surface area of the kelim. It's going to be weighed down. Kfedo shel kli chotzeis. Right, and we'll write about chatitza. Rashi says, kfedo shel kli apnimi hamachbir alachitzo shumunach betocha chotzeis bevnei amayim. Vein tefila olo lo zeh olo zeh. So the both of them, the tefila won't be good. Ask the Gemara, really? You're really worried about a problem in Ikar Adin? So why is it okay by Truma? Vabi the Seifa, that's one problem, but even without that, but there's another problem. Vabi the Seifa Mishim Chatzitza, remember later on, why do you have to do the untying? That's a Chatzitza related issue. So if that is a Chatzitza related issue, number five on the list, Reisha Lav Mishim Chatzitza. So the first one, well, you have number one and number five talking about chatzitzas. The Ketani Seifa. V'lo k'midas ha-kodesh midas ha-truma. Sheve kodesh matri uman givu matvil v'yakach kosher. U'betruma kosher v'akach matvil. Right, so what, one and five are about chatzitza? So our answer is yes. Reisha v'sheve v'shem chatzitza. Yes, they're both. The Gemara does not go into why don't you at least put them next to each other. The Gemara goes into why do you need two cases of chatzitza? Differences between Truma and Kachim. So you got to look at the Rishonim, why they are, more the Achronim, why they are separated. But let's see. Vitzricha, we need both cases to teach me that by Kachim, it's going to be a problem. What are the two cases? Kli betoch kli, toveling it, and taking the knots out. Those are the two cases of issues of chatzitza. Vitzricha. De'i ashmin on reisha, if you only have the case of the kli inside a kli, haba amina hainu taima, dila kodesh lo, why is it no good, mishon kvedo shal kli? De'ika. I would have thought it's only an issue of because the weight of the kli. Aval seifa, dileka kvedo shal kli, emala kodesh nami lo havi chatzitza. But in the case of the knots, remember, it's all loose knots, maybe I would have said even for karbanis it's okay. V'yashmina and seifa, and if you only had that case, hava mina hainu taima de lekodesh lo. Why is it not good by karbanos? Mishum de kitra b'maya haduke mehidik. Because when knots get wet, they come together and get even tighter. Get even tighter, right, when they're wet. So that's why, and they constrict. I think that's the word. Aval resha de maya akfuye makfile lamana lo avi chatzitza. But when you have a kli inside a kli, what does water do to a kli? It makes it float. It pushes it up. So maybe there you were not worried about the chatzitza issue of the inner kli weighing down on the outer kli. Tzricha, that's why you need both cases, case of the knots and case of the kalim, because each one tells you a different chiddush. The Sfas Emes here says that the only problem of kli betoch kli is only if you put them in together. Assumes the Sfas Emes that if you put in the chitzon, and then you put in the pnimi, so as the pnimi goes down, it's getting wet. So then for sure it would not be a problem. Right, the case of, let's say I'm being tovel, like the post can talk about, how do I tovel a heavy kli that I'm not going to let go? I don't want to let go. So it's supposed to say, if I get my hands wet with mikvah water first and then put it in, that's one way. If you could just loosen it for a second, then that's what we try to do also. But if you're not going to be able to loosen your hands, if I get my hand wet first, so that's kad mohamayim, like the Sfas Emes says here. So the whole case here is only where it's kli b'to kli, even before you put the kalim into the mikvah. Again, this is all, much of it is in the world of chatzitza midrabanan. Chatzitza midrabanan, gzeiros chumras that we have by karbanos. We know in the regular world of chatzitza there are also levels of d'oraisa and d'rabanan. For example, hilchas nida in Yaradeya in kuptzadi sufkadi cheser so in hilchas nida we have the three levels of chatzitza discussed on a d'oraisa level. What makes a chatzitza on a person? Only rubo umakpid. Right, chatzitza hilchas nida is where it comes up, but hilchas chatzitza comes up by nida, comes up by netilos yadayim, right, band-aids on one's hand when they have to wash their hands with netilos yadayim. It comes up by big day kahuna, by tefillin, the kohen wearing tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad, chatzitza, do you put that under the ketones or on top of the ketones? But so it comes up in various places. The most famous place that it comes up, though, is here in Hilchas Nida, where we have the laws of Tevila. Kuf Tzadiches, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzricha shetitbo kol gufa bepamachas. Leficha, tzarek shelo yehe alea shum davar hachotzeitz viafilu kol shehu. He's getting into the drabanas now. Daraisa, only a bodysuit, or most of my body covered in mud. That's a chatzitza daraisa. Midrabanan, it's either or. Either most of my body, or I am makpid, even if it's on a minority of my body. What does makpid mean? So the Shulchan Aruch says, if I'm ever makpid, that I want to take this off. That's what the example is always given. A woman would take off her rings when she's kneading challah. She doesn't want to get challah and dough all over her ring, so she'll take them off. So she sees she's makpid. That's an example of makpid. Rubo or makpid. And then we have the third level of the minhag of to try to remove even miyut she'eno makpid. That is the minhag level. Bidi eved, if a woman did not remove level 3, then for sure, no problem. You got to figure out level 2 is more of a tricky issue. Whenever a rav is asked afterwards, he will always try to get it down to level 3. and you know, oh, there's one fingernail, toenail that I, there was some toenail, the nail polish on. So always try to get it down to level three. So then, b'di'eved, everything is okay. But again, we have Hilchas Chatzitza in various areas of halacha, including the in Yonim of Nida. Just for a minute, we're not going to go through this whole Tosfos, but we do have a moment. If you look, I'm back on Amud Aleph for a second. The actually, let's just finish the flow of what we're in now, and then if we have time, we'll come back to that. Okay, let's continue. Third line. So far we have shot number one in the Mishnah. Shot number one of why I'm not allowed to be tovel a kli b'tov kli for karbanos, because I'm worried about chatzitza, about the kli weighing down, the inner kli weighing down on the outer kli, there's going to be an issue. Rabbi Eila l'taimei. The Gemara says, by the way, Rabbi Eila, who gave this answer, is l'shitaso. Da amar Rabbi Eila, amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, eser malo shanukan. There's only 10 differences in the Mishnah. We had 11. How does he say 10? Ah, tur about chatzitza. That's why he has 10. But continuing his statement, Chamesh Rishono is Bein Lakodesh, Bein Lechulin Shinasu Altaras Lakodesh. The first five apply to Kadshim or an even Chulin if somebody is treating their Chulin on the level and standard of Karbanos. Achronos, but the last five, so really that's the first six, not just the first five according to him. The last five, Achronos Lakodesh, Avalo Lechulin Shinasu Altaras Lakodesh. It only applies to Kadshim and not to something that you treat like kachim. My time, what's the difference? Chamesh kamaisa de islahu drora de tuma mi da oraisa. The first 5/6 have something to do with the world of daoraisas. It has to do with chatzitza. It has to do with something. We'll see each one of them as the Gemara discusses them. There's something at root related to a din daoraisa. So gazru barabanan, the rabbanan extended it to bein lakodesh, bein lechulish, and also altaras hakodesh, to even just an item that you keep on the standard of kachim. Bas Raisa, but the last five, the less luhu drat tumah, they're totally drabanan world halachos. Mida Raisa, gazu buhu rabanan lako. I'm sorry, the less luhu drat tumah mida oraisa, gazu buhu rabanan lakodesh. But lachumash nasu altaris lakodesh lo gazu buhu rabanan. They were only goes there where there was an idea at root. The root of it is a daraisa. And even though the application specifically here was drabanan, well, we have that difference in other areas as well. Just mentioned in recently in Shul, right? In Yoni Shmita, we know there is an important shita in the world of Shmita from the Pa'as HaShulchan. The Pa'as HaShulchan discusses plants indoors, indoor plants. Rabbi Saul Mishlov, the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, for the last few months of his life, of the Groz life. So the Pa'as HaShulchan, all of in Yoni Halachas of Eretz Yisrael. So the Pa'as HaShulchan quotes the suffix of the Yerushalmi. What about if I have a plant inside my house? Is it subject to the laws of Shemitah? Right? The whole issue of matzah menutak, the gush katif fruits and vegetables that are grown bisman hazeh. So it's all based at root. One of the things it's based on is this Pa'as HaShulchan. The Pa'as HaShulchan says, since the Yerushalmi has a suffix about it, as it's Shemitah bisman hazeh as derabanan, you can be mekel. We may go, right? We rely on a few kulas, but this is one of them. The Chazon Ish does not like this kula by itself. Because he says, what do you mean? You're right. Shemitah Bezman is Drabanan, according to 99% of Rishonim. But at root, Shemitah is a Daraisa issue. So what? The application today is Drabanan, because we don't have Rov Yoshvei Aleha, Kol Yoshvei Aleha. But he says, that's not defined as a drabanan in this regard. He says, in Simichav Bez in Shvias, Veker ha-yesod shalpas ha-shulchan lo-hakel besveiko lididon eino mukhra. The yesh lomar, the kiban, the ikar ha-safek bidda o-raisa v'yazlin an l'chumra memela gam lididon azlin an l'chumra. Right? You don't say that. He says, you know what I'll give you? The Chazon Ish is cool. He says, I'll give it to you if it's inside and it's an atzitz she'eino nakuf. Both of those. Meaning it's not connected to the ground at all. It's a closed flower pot. And it's indoors. So both of those, okay, I'll be makel there. But just indoors, right? So that, the Chazon Ish wasn't ready. Why? Because of this issue here. Because it still has doraisa ideas related to it, even though the application specifically is drabanan. So that's what the Gemara says here too, the difference between the first six and the last five. Okay, last section for today. Rav Amar. Rava says, no, I'll give a different reason, right? Rava says, Omar, mida seifavi mishum chatzitza, reisha la mishum chatzitza. If number five is about chatzitza, number one cannot be about chatzitza. V'reisha hainu taima, you know why you're not allowed to be tovel a kli b'toch kli? Gzeira shalo yat bil machtin v'tzinoros b'kli, shein b'fiv kishvoferes hanod. I'm nervous that I might want to be tovel needles or tiny little kalim inside a kli that has a very, very small opening. And water, you know, water's not going to be able to get in there. And even if it is, that is not wide enough to be considered as if it's in the mikvah. You have to have a certain circumference. If you have a kli or an area that's connected to a mikvah, to, as we'll talk about more tomorrow, the principle of hashaka, of connecting an area, like all of our mikvahs use the principle of hashaka, of having the waters kiss each other, meaning you have a good mikvah of arbam sa'ah, and that connects through hashaka to the other area, the pipe that connects has to be a certain circumference. So we're worried that you might, if you're allowed to be tovel kli b'tol kli, you might one day come to be tovel this type of kli b'tol kli, a tiny needle into a kli that is a very small, because shofar is a node, a very small mouth, and that would be a problem. V'tnan, erev mikvaos kishofar is a node. If you want to mix and connect mikvaos, says the Mishnah in mikvaos, it has to be as wide as kishvaferes anod. Ka'ovya ukechalala. It has to be as wide, not only as the airspace opening, but it has to be as wide as the opening itself, meaning you have to include the circumference of the rim itself, not just the airspace. So it has to be b'shtei etzbos, closer to koman. And to put it in other ways, says the Mishnah, that you have to have enough room to put two fingers in, your second and third finger, and able to move it around back and forth in an easy way. So, because that's one case of kli b'sol kli, which would be a problem, where goes there all cases of kli b'sol kli, because you might come to that. Okay, we're going to talk about certain inyanim of mikvah tomorrow, general ha'ara, and that is, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, the Rama writes in Choshen Mishpat, it's a chiyuv upon a community to make sure there's a mikvah in the community. Even before possibly a shul. Maybe even a higher priority than a shul would be to have a mikvah, the Chazon Ish. I've got a story that Rabbi Jachter in one of his Svarim quotes a story from the Chazon Ish that he was once asked that there was a certain community in Tel Aviv, they wanted to construct a mikvah, and the only area that they had was to transform a shul into a mikvah, and then add on a second floor to the mikvah to build a shul on top. So they only had this area. So the question is, Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to transform a shul into a mikvah, right? So the rabbi didn't know what to do, he asked the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, he says, better for the learned Jew to violate an Isser Kal than for Stam an ignorant Jew to violate an Isser Chamor. Meaning, you know the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to make a shul into a mikvah. You know what? You can violate that a little bit. Because the average person is not going to go to the mikvah and just be violated Isser Karis every time, if he doesn't go to the mikvah. So it's better to violate this little halakha. So it's the seriousness of having a mikvah in a community. And again, there are a lot of tshuvas of Ramosha. A lot of them are about the mikvos in Muncie. That was in Muncie in the 1950s. Ramosha has tshuvas relating to, you look in Yechoshe Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Simin Mem, 1959, and Simin Mem Aleph, and Simin Mem Beis, and Mem Gimbal. Ramosha says, if Rov of the community, if it's a mile and a half walk to the mikvah, if Rov of the community hold that that's okay, it's fine, so then you go by the Rov. But if Rov of the community says it's too far to walk, so then even the miyut is nigra and they also have to support it. Because, you know, even though it's only Friday night, the other times the women could drive there, but still, Ramosha says that is, you go by the Rov in that case. But Ramosha has very strong words here in all these cases in terms of the chiyuv of a community to make sure that they have mikvahs. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time. Again, various schedule changes this week in terms of slichas, but Hashem, each daf will be up sometimes the night before, sometimes early that morning. Okay, we'll stop here.